Well, good evening. My name is Linda Kilbert, and on behalf of Regina Bollinger and the band, we welcome you to this wonderful fall concert. Thank you for coming out on this beautiful evening. We are always excited to play in this beautiful sanctuary. Tonight, we have a great lineup of music for you, including jazz, Broadway, movies, rock, and even a little bit of disco. We open with an arrangement of the hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King, called Chorale Prelude. After that, in honor of the new monarch in England, we played The March of the King's Trumpeters, written by French composer Jean-Baptiste Lully in the 17th century. Well, countless movies have been made about the heroic exploits of soldiers during wartime. One of the epic films of World War II, The Great Escape, was about Allied airmen who, against incredible odds, attempted a massive escape in 1944 from a Nazi POW camp. Over time, they dug three escape tunnels, the longest of which was 336 feet. The movie took some liberties with certain aspects of the account, but much of the story is based on what really happened. Here is the theme from The Great Escape, composed by notable American composer Elmer Bernstein. Next, we have a very special treat for you. Our very talented John Jones will perform Baritone Aria by Rodney Newman. Here's Johnny.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. That was wonderful. Next, we have music from one of the longest-running and most successful rock groups in American history. Chicago, self-described as a rock and roll band with horns, is also one of the world's best-selling groups of all time, having sold more than 100 million records with 23 gold, 18 platinum, and 8 multi-platinum albums. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2016, and original band members Peter Cetera, Robert Lamb, and James Pankow were elected to the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2017 for their songwriting efforts as members of Chicago. Our medley includes their hit songs Make Me Smile, Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is, Saturday in the Park, and 25 or 6 to 4. We hope you enjoy this medley, Pop and Rock Legends, Chicago.
Thank you.
I let the swelling go down for that one now. Whew. Our next selection is a special romantic song written in 1946 by Jack Lawrence. It has been recorded by numerous artists, but the one by Bobby Darin in 1959 is probably the best known, reaching number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 15 on the U.S. R&B chart. Here is a jazz ensemble arrangement of Beyond the Sea, featuring our spectacular saxophones. Please welcome Jeff Nelson to the podium to conduct. Get out your dancing shoes for our next selection. Performed by Barry Manilow, this disco ballad with a Latin beat earned Manilow his first gold single and his only Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance in 1979. It's time to turn on that mirror ball as we head to the hottest place north of Havana. Here is Copacabana featuring our fantastic percussion section. I'm That was for all you fanalos out there. Next, in honor of NASA's upcoming Artemis mission, we have a jazz rock classic written by Van Morrison in 1970 and listed as number 226 in Rolling Stone's The 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. This cosmic song is also one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Please welcome Jeff Nelson back to the podium to conduct Moon Dance. Fall break is a popular time for travel, and our next song will set the scene. Come Fly With Me was composed by Jimmy Van Heusen specifically for jet setter Frank Sinatra in mind. It was recorded on an album of the same name with song titles that mention faraway places such as the Isle of Capri, Moonlight in Vermont, April in Paris, and more. Written in 1958 at a time when few people had passports to travel abroad, the album allowed listeners to journey to exotic destinations around the world without leaving their chairs. Well, no turbulence is expected tonight, so take a trip with us as we play Come Fly With Me. Next, we have another special delight for you. Please welcome the amazingly talented Gregory Lucas to play Till There Was You from The Music Man.
Thank you.
Wow, in a word, mesmerizing. Wow. Thank you, Greg. That was awesome.
We can't plug anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, we just all go home now. Next, we are proud to play a medley of songs from the amazing musical Les Miserables, based on Victor Hugo's 1862 novel of the same name. Les Miserables is set in the 19th century France and tells the story of Jean Valjean, a French peasant, and his desire for redemption. The amazing music for this groundbreaking show was written by French composer Claude-Michel Schoenberg. The original Broadway production premiered in 1987 and won 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical and Best Original Score. Les Mis was also made into a movie in 2012 starring Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe, and Anne Hathaway. Sit back and enjoy music from Les Miserables. Thank you. We close our concert this evening with a much-loved patriotic song written by iconic composer Irving Berlin. The composer said in a 1940 interview, "It's not a patriotic song, but an expression of gratitude for what this country has done for its citizens, of what home really means." Written in 1918 for his Ziegfeld-styled review, "Yip, Yip, Yes, Yep, Hank," the song didn't become a hit until re-released during a radio broadcast 20 years later on Armistice Day, 1938. Considered by many to be the unofficial national anthem of the United States, here is the stirring "God Bless America."
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming, and please stay for refreshments across the hall.